أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له. ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, the praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise, the thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. And be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we are still in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, we would like to continue our subject in speaking and learning about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus inshallah ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in His book, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Greet your prophet and gain your reward. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Holy Quran, and He told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us,
قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي
Subhanallah, forgive me.
قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, tell them, If you really love Allah, then follow me. Allah will then love you and will forgive you of your sins. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Ghafurun Rahim. We should bear this in mind, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we bi-idhnillah share with you some recent events and inshallah relate to you something about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the guidance, and that guidance is so that we will be prepared and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge encompasses all things and that nothing comes to being without His say-so. And so that we can't, inshallah ta'ala, those who delve deep into this deen, who take this religion seriously, who really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these events won't be surprising. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees, they will feel safe in that their hope is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the dunya. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to a recent CNN report, there is a Japanese company who intends to build and have fully operational by 2050 an escalator into space. This will supposedly transport 30 people at a time, and they will travel 200 kilometers an hour and remain in a platform, or rather on a platform in space, for a week at a time. Supposedly there will be accommodations, food, and the like. Its parent company had initiated projects not quite on this scale, but similar, in Tokyo, and they claim to be inspired by a Russian scientist who mentioned that such a device might come in the future, and this prediction was made in 1895. And his inspiration for that prediction was the construction of the Eiffel Tower in France. Now, again, as a Muslim, if you love Allah, then you read what He said. And if you read what He has said, then you will find this is nothing new. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book that Fir'aun said, "O Haman, build me a tower that I may arrive at the ways, Sababa." Or rather, in the Arabic, Asbab. To arrive at Al-Asbab, the ways. And then he goes on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Asbabu samawat, the ways into the heavens. that I may look upon the God of Moses, alayhi salam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, both events, past and present, are doomed to have the same conclusion. And they will never reach where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his journey in Isra and Mi'raj. They can never hope to cross the heavens or to reach the place Sidratul Muntaha, the end of all known things, where Jibreel alayhi salam himself told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot pass any further. But that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went beyond this on a platform of light to Al-Hujub, the veils. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, He reminds us, Ya ma'ashara al-jinni wal-insi in istata'tum an tanfudhu min aqtari as-samawati wal-ardi fanfudhu la tanfudhuna illa bisultan fabi-ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban يرسل عليكما شواظ من نار ونحاس فلا تنتصران فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Surah Ar-Rahman, Chapter 55, verses 33 through 36. Allah says, clearly, as a challenge, O assembly, Ya ma'ashara al-jinni wal-ins, assembly of jinn and men, all of us, if you can pass beyond the power, or beyond the zones, the boundaries, pardon me, of the heavens and the earth, pass, you will not be able to pass except with authority. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you choose to deny? There will be sent against you both smokeless flames of fire and molten brass, and you will not be able to defend yourselves. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you both choose to deny? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, like I said, this is nothing new. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this ummah with the best prophet and messenger, the best human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to Musa bin Ja'far radiallahu an, who relates this on the authority of his father and through the chain of narration through his family, as well as Al-Husayn bin Ali bin Abi Talib, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, that there was a time that the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were sitting in a majlis For those of you who may not be familiar with this term, it comes from jalasa yajlisu, jalsan meaning to sit, and then majlis is a place of sitting, sitting room if you wish to translate it this way. Among the companions, there was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, Ali, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Ibn Abbas alayhi salam, and Abu Ma'bad al-Juhni radiallahu anhu, among others, entered into this majlis was one of the most knowledgeable and well-known rabbis from the Jews. And he entered and he said, O nation of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every honor that you mention that exists, it never passes beyond your lips without you saying that it was given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mind you, he didn't say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He just said to your prophet. So that, because this is hadith, should know this is the only thing that is being inserted where this rabbi did not say it. We continue. So he said to them, so tell me, are you ready to defend your claim and answer my questions? Now this was a challenge being brought by the most knowledgeable of the Jewish rabbis. He was known to have memorized the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalms, and to have familiarity with all of the other revelations sent to the prophets. May Allah be pleased with all of them. So when he entered, and as expected, when the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this challenge, they leapt to their feet. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, he called to the rabbi and he said, yes, never has Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave any prophet, may Allah be pleased with them, a better station, nor any messenger, a better favor than what he gave to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times over than what he gave all of them put together. So the rabbi said, are you going to answer my questions? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, yes, I will answer all of your questions and prove to you that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was favored above all other prophets and will remove any doubt that you have about this. And even so, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned these favors and honors, he never boasted nor gloated about them. And if I mention these favors granted to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not to minimize the value nor the status of the other prophets and messengers, may Allah be pleased with them, but they are only to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he gave to his prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what he increased him in. So the rabbi said, okay, here's my question. Answer me this. Imam Ali alayhi salam, proceed. He said, Adam alayhi salam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made the angels prostrate to him. Did Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, yes, and more. How? Where? Said the rabbi. He said, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made the angels prostrate to Adam, and they did so out of obedience, not worship, to Adam alayhi salam. And they admitted that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored Adam alayhi salam and had granted him a great mercy. But Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more when He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Okay, said the rabbi. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave Adam of his sin when he repented. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said yes, and he gave him more. And he recalled to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. That Allah may forgive you of all of your sins in the past and the future, and complete His favor upon you, and guide you to صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا, the straight path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even though he never, this is Ali, Imam Ali alayhi salam talking, and even though he never committed a sin in his life and will not be called about or reminded about one on the day of judgment when he is risen, he will appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sinless and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin the day of judgment. And this is the reason why when all of the people are called before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they run to their prophets will say, I am worried about my sin. Go ask Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, said the rabbi. So Idris alayhi salam, he was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the highest place. And He fed him in paradise. And this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so that you know, is mentioned in the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, verily, mentioned in the book, Idris, he was a man of truth and a prophet, and we raised him to a high station. Allah mentions that. So the rabbi said, was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given this? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, yes, and more. Where? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we have raised for you your remembrance. And then he continued, if Idris alayhi salam was fed from the food of paradise, it was after he passed from this dunya and was raised up. While Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was fed from paradise while he was alive. At the time when the Muslims were boycotted, he mentions, and of course at the time, there was no need for Imam Ali alayhi salam to go into detail, but I will do so here for you, for those who may not know, that shortly after, or shortly before, which is called the Year of Sadness, when Lady Khadija radiallahu anha and Abi Talib, the uncle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, passed away, in order to put pressure upon the Muslims and this new way that was gaining momentum that they feared, they boycotted them. So everyone in Mecca was forbidden to sell any food, any clothes, anything to them, or to buy anything, clothes or food, from them. They shut them out. And so many of the Muslims were starving, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family included among them. And so on this occasion where things had gotten to a tipping point, this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam, he continued to say, that Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a jar from paradise. And inside this jar was the best of food from paradise. And when it was opened, when the jar was opened, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family could hear the food praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when he put it in his hand, the food praised Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when the family of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ali among them, received the food, it praised Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And so Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after they all had eaten, obviously there was still some left, he went to give it to his companions, and Jibreel alayhi salam, he took it from him. And he told him, and this is Ali continuing to speak, he said, "This is not allowed for anyone except you and your family." And Imam Ali alayhi salam continued, and he said, "And its sweet taste remains in my mouth until this moment." أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. So the rabbi said, okay, Prophet Noah عليه السلام, he was patient and he endured much grief from his people. Did Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam get anything like this patience that he gave Noah? Because it is well known that Nuh alayhi salam, he lived for so many years. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, yes, and more. And he recanted to him many ayahs from the Holy Quran, among them when he said, "So be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verily the promise of Allah is true, and do not let those who have no certainty of faith discourage you from conveying Allah's message." And he also said, and this being the most key of the ayahs that he related to the rabbi, "Wasbir li hukmi rabbika fa innaka bi ayunina," and be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or I'm waiting for the decision of your Lord. Surely, we are watching everything. Meaning that we are running, we know your condition. We know what's going on. You are under our eyes. Surely you are our unina. You are under our eyes. We are carefully making sure about your circumstances. We are helping you. And glorify the praises of your Lord when you awake from sleep. This is his command. This was not spoken to Nuh alayhi salam. This was spoken to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam, he continued and he said, and the people of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they stoned him, and Abi Lahab threw lamb guts on him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of this, he sent an angel to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his name Jabil, may Allah be pleased with him, who he had given this angel was Malikul, the ruler, we would say the angel of all mountains. And he came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, I have been ordered to obey you. If you wish, so that you know what the situation was, if you don't know, that when he went to the leaders of Ta'if, not far outside of the city of Mecca, they rejected him and then ordered their people to stone him as he left. This was shortly after this, and he was bleeding from his body and his blood filled his shoes, his sandals rather. And this angel, Jabil, alayhi salam, he came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, we're continuing the hadith, I have been ordered to obey you. If you wish, I can draw these mountains together upon them and destroy every single one of them. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me as a mercy. And then he said, Allahumma, O Allah, guide my ummah, because they do not know. Imam Ali alayhi salam continued. He said, look at Nuh. When his people frustrated him, he called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against them. And yet when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him that his son was among those that he had called the wrath down upon, he cried out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, O my Lord, surely my son is of my family and certainly your promise is true and you are the wisest of all judges. Or the most just, pardon me, of all judges. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Nuh, surely he is not of your family. Verily his work was unrighteous, so do not ask me about those of which you have no knowledge. I admonish you, otherwise you will be among the ignorant. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as opposed to when Nuh alayhi salam saw his family among those who would be destroyed, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let him know that Abi Lahab and Abi Jahl would be rejected, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the command, they faced Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with and he had in his hand the sword. So he never hesitated, even when it came to his own family. The rabbi said, okay. But Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the gates of the skies and the clouds and flooded the earth for Noah alayhi salam. Did he do this for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said yes and more. He said, don't you know that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, he arrived on a Friday, Yawm al-Jumu'ah. And up until that very moment, Medina had been suffering for more than a year from drought. Not a single leaf in the entire city was not yellow. So after they had accepted Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they came to him and they said, Ya Rasulullah, pray for rain on our behalf. When Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked to the sky, there was not a cloud in the heavens. Clear blue. And he raised his hands and he began to supplicate. And before he brought his hands to his side, the rain began to pour like the people of Medina had never seen. And it rained 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 and it rained. And then the following Friday, they came to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our homes are about to be washed away. And he laughed. And he said, this is the son of Adam. He is always in a hurry and doesn't think about the outcome. So Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he raised his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, O Allah, around us, not on us. And thus it continued to rain around Medina, thus fertilizing their lands, but spared their homes and their houses. So again, Imam Ali alayhi salam pointed out to the rabbi, look at this. Yes, Noah asked Allah to wipe out his people, whereas Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the water and with the asking for the rain, he asked for mercy. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the rabbi, he knew he was beat, but he persisted. Okay. Now, Hud, alayhi salam, said the rabbi, Allah gave him a mighty win to be victorious over his people. Did he grant any win to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, yes, and more. How? Said the rabbi. He reminded him on the day of Al-Khandaq, the battle of the trench. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a wind and threw stones on the enemies of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in Surah Al-Ahzab, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جاءتكم جنود في فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say here, O you who believe, remember Allah's favor upon you when there came against you the army, and we sent against them Riha, a wind, and an army, wajunuda, and an army that you did not see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees all that you do. Again, Surah Ahzab, Ayah 9, for those of you who wish to read. The rabbi said, okay. Let's talk about Prophet Saleh. He was given a camel. What about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This camel was for him, Saleh alayhi salam, a sign. What about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was his sign in a camel? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, yes, he was given that and more. Prophet Saleh alayhi salam, his camel came but never bore witness to the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Saleh alayhi salam. And the camel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as a sign never spoke to Prophet Saleh alayhi salam. Whereas Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was not only once, but on many occasions. And I'll mention two to you, he said. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to Al-Madinah, a camel came to him directly and spoke to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so and so raised me and nurtured me until you see me at this age now, and I have run away from him. And I have fled him because now he means to kill me. So I beg you for your help. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he then sent a man to go and speak to the owner and ask him what would be the price for the camel that he lost. And once they had negotiated the price, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he sent the man again to pay the owner. And once the deal was secured, he told the camel, "You are free." And he let him go. He said, this is one occasion. The second is when a Bedouin had come to him trying to deceive the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the camel turned to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, "Don't believe him, he's a liar. He stole me. And he's trying to pass me off as his own property." And Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, this is just two of the many times in which there was a sign for our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his camels. So the rabbi said, okay. Abraham alayhi salam, he was so young when he recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How old was Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he came to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Was he as young? Did he have this ni'mah, this gift? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, yes, and more. He said, how? Said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aware of Allah from birth. And that he, as soon as he came out of his womb, he raised his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prayer. This is one of many things with regards to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You should know, he said to him, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never in his life bowed or worshipped a statue. So the rabbi interrupted. He said, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he asked him, he said, so you say about Ibrahim that he worshipped Allah when he was young? How old was he? 15? He said, yes. He said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was 7 when he traveled to Damascus, and the monk Buhayra recognized that he would be a prophet, and he told Abi Talib about this. And when he was between Safa and Marwa, some Christians came to accost him. And to see if they can gain his support for their belief. And they asked him, what is your name? He said, Muhammad. They said, who is your father? Abdullah. They said, what is this? Pointing at the ground. He said, this is the earth. And he said, what is that? He asked him, what is that? He said, that is the sky. And then they asked, well, who created it? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said, are you trying to accost me? He yelled at them to have doubt about my creator being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is before he received the ba'ath as a young boy. And it is because, continued Imam Ali alayhi salam, of his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he fled them to go live in the cave in Hira. The rabbi, he said, okay. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he witnessed his people worshipping idols. And he recognized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was God. Okay, but Abraham was saved and covered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on 3 occasions. The first when he, this is the rabbi speaking, the first when he was born, his mother hid him in a cave. The second, when they came to ask him about the statues, and he told them, ask the biggest statue. And the last, when he was thrown into the fire and Allah saved him in the fire, said the rabbi. So, how many times did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like this from his enemies? Can he claim this? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, what did you say, 3 times? He said, yes, 3 times. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 5 times at least. He said, okay, describe them. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions clearly in the Holy Quran that when the people came to accost him, 40 different warriors, each from a tribe of Quraysh, surrounded his home. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his book, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا. That was the first. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا. That was the second. وجعلنا sorry ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. And that was the third. So he covered them first, as he said, and we put a barrier between their hands, and we put a barrier behind them, and then we blinded them and covered them up so that they could not see. These were the three times that he covered him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him more, said Imam Ali alayhi salam. Number four, when he said, and when you Muhammad recite the Quran, we put between you and those who do not believe in the hereafter an invisible veil so that they cannot hear or understand you. And number five, he said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his book in Surah Yasin, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. And verily we have put on their necks collars reaching up to their chins so that their heads are forced up. This was the fifth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, our time has run out. But this hadith, inshallah ta'ala, we ask that Allah bless us to continue this, inshallah, in the following khutbah, so that we may learn about the blessings and the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given other prophets and what He has given to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah ta'ala, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of drawing our hearts nearer to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us more concerned about learning our deen, and inshallah ta'ala give us the incentive to increase our salawat upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Greet your Prophet and gain your reward. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر وبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.